실전 모의고사 12회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Why don't we arrange these books by title?
I'd rather not do it that way.
What do you have in mind then?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I think I will cut my hair short and get a perm.
Oh, honey, I like the way you look now.
But the weather is getting hotter. Having long hair bothers me too much.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
We now live in a world where the newest items are in high demand. People love having the most up-to-date items in their homes. But the fact that you don't like an item anymore doesn't mean it is old and unusable. Let's say you buy a really cute new couch, but a few months later you find an even cuter couch. Selling a used couch can take up a lot of time, so you might think it's easier to just toss it into a dumpster. No, that is never the best answer. It's okay to continuously update or upgrade your items, but just don't waste your old items. Donate to sustain our environment for future generations.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kevin, you must be excited about your trip to South America.
I am. I can't wait to get on the plane.
You've always wanted to visit Latin America, right?
Yes, of course. I'm so excited. I've already packed my bag.
You did? It must be very heavy, considering that you're traveling for 2 months.
Nope. I packed very lightly. Because I'll be carrying around my backpack most of the time.
But you should at least prepare toiletries. That will last for 2 months.
Not really. I'm going to buy most of my toiletries there.
I suggest you think again. It's not easy to find the things that you need in a new place.
Do you really think so?
Yes. When you travel to faraway places, it's better to bring all your toiletries with you.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to report a car accident.
Okay. Could you please tell me your name and the license plate number of the vehicle?
Yes. My name is Tim Gordon, and the license plate number is 2WVP683.
One moment, please. All right. Could you tell me the details of the accident?
At a shopping mall, I hit another car while looking for a parking spot.
Did you hit it head-on or on the side?
I ran into their back bumper as they were backing out of a parking space.
Okay. Was anybody hurt?
I don't think so. Anyway, how soon can your agent get here? I'm in the parking lot of the W Shopping Mall on Elm Street.
Let me see. It will take less than 10 minutes. Our agent will check the damage to the vehicles and help you arrange for repairs.
Okay. Please hurry.
Emma, your phone just buzzed.
Thank you. Oh, Lily sent a picture I had taken during the kayak trip.
May I look at it?
Sure. There were many fallen trees in the river. Look at the big tree in the photo.
Yes, its branches are in the river. Who's this guy pulling a kayak out of the water?
That's Uncle Harry. He and Jackie went with us.
This girl wearing a large hat is Jackie, right? I know her. She's Lily's younger sister.
You have a good memory. She's holding her paddle in this photo. And that's Lily wearing sunglasses and standing next to her.
Is this Lily's kayak? I mean the one between Lily and Jackie.
Yes, it's too big. But it's so light that we can row the kayak with ease.
Great. And each of them is holding a paddle.
They were quite proud of themselves, so they held them up high.
Do you ever worry about your privacy on the internet?
I do. Hackers and people who send spam email can really cause you a lot of trouble.
Well, how can I avoid spam emails?
There are a couple of things you can do. When you register for a website, you'd better not use your email address. And you can use automated email filtering on your computer.
That's a good idea. As far as I know, most email programs have that kind of function these days.
That's right. You also have to be careful of hackers.
Hackers break into computer systems to crash your computer or steal information, right?
Yes, they do. To protect yourself against hackers, you need to install a personal firewall.
What is a firewall?
Well, a firewall is for protection. It prevents unwanted programs from having access to your computer while you are online.
Oh, I see. Can you help me set up my computer so I don't get attacked?
No problem.
Jane, how was the musical performance last night?
It was great. My husband also liked it. Thank you for giving me your tickets.
You're welcome.
David, how's it going with your wedding preparation?
Oh, I didn't know there were so many things to do before a wedding.
Have you taken photos for your wedding album?
Yeah, we did that last week. My fiancé and I really enjoyed it.
Good. Did you buy everything for your new house?
Almost. We bought most of the furniture and home appliances last weekend. Everything is going to be delivered soon.
Then you've finished the most important thing. David, my husband and I want to treat you to dinner this Friday. Can you come with your fiancé?
I'd love to, but we can't. The refrigerator and the washing machine we bought are supposed to be delivered on Friday.
Oh, I see. Then let's have dinner some other time.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 받을 거스름돈을 고르시오.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy a roll cake. How much is that one?
Do you mean the one on the top shelf?
Yes, it looks really delicious.
I'm sure you'll like it. It's $25, but if you buy two, you can get them for $45.
Well, I don't need two. I'll take just one.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
How much are these donuts?
They're $3 each. How many do you need?
Five, please. And I can get a 10% discount with this membership card, right?
Let me see it, please. Yes, you can get 10% off the total.
Great. Here's $50 and my membership card.
Shippon. 대화를 듣고 아동도서 박람회에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Emma, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I'll go on a picnic with my family. What about you?
My family is going to visit the children's book fair at Arcadia Trade Center this weekend.
Your kids will like it. Do you know when the fair is over?
It begins June 1st and ends June 20th.
Then I will visit there next weekend and buy some books for my kids.
Good. You can reserve tickets at the homepage or at some other online ticket shops.
Thanks. I think I'll reserve them so that my family won't have to wait in line. What's the admission fee?
A ticket for adults is $10 and a ticket for children under 13 is $5.
I see. Thank you for the tip, Jack.
You're welcome.
11번 시티 갤러리 투어에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
The City Gallery Tour is a pleasure for anyone who is interested in art or wants to know more about contemporary artworks. It is not only fun, but also informative. There are half-day, full-day, and private tours. On the half-day tour, we visit three galleries. The cost is just $35 per person for admission. It would normally cost $50. On one-day tour, you will visit four major galleries for just $60, including lunch. If you have an existing group, private group tours are available upon request. For tour schedules and reservations, visit our website, www.gallerytour.com.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 신청할 온라인 중국어 강좌를 고르시오.
Hey, Jen. What are you doing on the computer?
I'm considering taking online Chinese lessons next month.
That's great. Which course will you take?
Well, I've learned Chinese at school since last year, so I think an intermediate course would be better for me.
You're right. Then, are you going to start on the first day of May?
Actually, midterm exams are during the first week, so I want to take a course that starts after that.
By the way, what does it mean that mobile learning is possible?
It just means you can watch the lectures on your smartphone.
Wow, that sounds very convenient. You could study Chinese on your way to school, right?
That's why I chose this one. Even though it has more lectures.
It seems like it's the perfect choice for you.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. May I see your ticket?
Here you are. Oh,
Could I have a window seat, please?
Certainly. How many bags do you have?
I have 2 bags to check in, and I'll carry this small bag on the plane.
Oh, it doesn't look small enough. You can't take that baggage with you.
Then do I have to pay extra charges?
No, you don't have to. Just put it down, please.
That's great. This is fragile, so handle it with care, please.
Absolutely. Your seat number is 40A. Your flight is boarding from departure gate 13 at 10.
I'm sorry. Did you say gate 30?
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tommy, why are you looking down today?
Lynn, I screwed up my biochemistry exam today.
Do you think a lot of your answers were wrong?
No, I wrote my answers on the test papers, but I forgot to write them on the answer sheet.
Oh boy, you made a big mistake.
By the time I realized I hadn't written in the answers, it was all over.
So you handed in a blank answer sheet?
No, I wrote a few answers just before the time was up.
That class is very important to you, right?
It's very important if I want to go to graduate school. It's my major.
That sounds serious. Why don't you ask your professor to accept the answers on the test papers?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 로라가 폴에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Laura and Paul first met in college. They had many things in common, such as their favorite color, hobbies, and food, and their fashion styles. They became close friends in a very short time. At first, everything was fine. They went on picnics, watched movies, climbed mountains, and went to popular restaurants together. However, as time passed, Paul began to ask Laura favors. At first, Laura was more than willing to help Paul. But gradually, Paul asked her to do things that he should have done for himself. Laura had to do his homework, his laundry, and plenty more. Laura started to feel annoyed. She liked Paul a lot, but she felt that she had to say something in order to stop being used. In this situation, what would Laura most likely say to Paul?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Do you think you have to spend money to have fun? Then think again. There are many hobbies that you can enjoy with just a little money. First of all, try urban exploration. Exploring your city, including its tunnels and bridges, can be really fun, but make sure you're not breaking the law. Couponing is another hobby that doesn't cost money. Just collect discount coupons from magazines, newspapers, supermarket brochures, the internet, and flyers, and enjoy getting discounts. Drawing is also one of the cheapest ways to pass the time. Try painting, sketching, or just being creative with a pencil. Next, if you have a bike, cycling can be a cheap and good hobby too. Use your bike to get fit as well as to get around. Fishing is also a cheap and fun way to pass the day with your friends. There are many other hobbies that you can enjoy without spending a lot of money. How about finding one you like?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you think you have to spend money to have fun? Then think again. There are many hobbies that you can enjoy with just a little money.
First of all, try urban exploration. Exploring your city, including its tunnels and bridges, can be really fun, but make sure you're not breaking the law. Couponing is another hobby that doesn't cost money. Just collect discount coupons from magazines, newspapers, supermarket brochures, the internet, and flyers, and enjoy getting discounts. Drawing is also one of the cheapest ways to pass the time. Try painting, sketching, or just being creative with a pencil. Next, if you have a bike, cycling can be a cheap and good hobby too. Use your bike to get fit as well as to get around. Fishing is also a cheap and fun way to pass the day with your friends. There are many other hobbies that you can enjoy without spending a lot of money. How about finding one you like?
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 취미가 아닌 것은?